Here comes part 2, Flood Safety Masterclass Trilogy, part 2, The Human Cost of Flooding.
Flood Protection Secrets, the podcast to the protection against heavy rain and flooding by Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippa.
So the big challenge is, how can house owners like you and me get a flood-free home? How can business managers like you and me get a flood-free company? And how can public servants provide flood-free critical infrastructure and livable cities?
Flood Protection Secrets, the podcast by Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippa. This podcast is for foresighted and proactive people who do not want to shovel the muddy water out of their room while standing in the midst of the disaster.
Therefore, those who design and plan, the architects and engineers, need to construct such buildings and cities, and that even when the entire environment is completely flooded. That is a challenge, and this podcast will give the answers.
Flood Protection Secrets, the podcast by Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippa.
A few weeks after Typhoon Kalmeggi, typhoon is similar to a cyclone or hurricane. Typhoon Kalmeggi that happened in Southeast Asia and East Asia. So Tino, as we call it in the Philippines, they have an extra name for it. I visited the family whose home had been flooded for the first time in their lives. And when I entered the house, the mother showed me a small wooden box she had placed carefully on a table to dry it in the sun. She opened it slowly. Inside were photographs, the kind you cannot replace. A baby's first steps, a wedding day, a grandfather holding his grandson, all stuck together, all destroyed by flood water. And she looked at me and said, "Dr. Klippa, we lost our memories." That sentence stayed with me. Because buildings can be repaired, electronics can be replaced, furniture can be bought again. But what people lose emotionally during a flood, those things do not come back. Yeah, today in part 2 of our Flood Safety Masterclass Trilogy, we talk about the human costs of flooding, the hidden damage behind the numbers, the part nobody sees in the news, and why prevention is not just a technical decision, but a human one. So welcome to another episode of Flood Protection Secrets. In part number 1, so that was the last podcast, I think episode 121 in total, Flood Safety Masterclass Trilogy part 1, I talked about the hidden weak points. And today, as I've said, we talk about the human cost of flooding. So the emotional loss, it's number 1. Last time I was running through 7 weak points, the hidden weak points. These were 7 weak points, and today I will give you 6 human costs of flooding factors, and I just want to start with number 1. That is the emotional loss. So memories, identity, and safety. So flooding destroys childhood photos, letters, books, artwork, personal collections, family heirlooms, irreplaceable documents. These things are not damage. They are pieces of a life. After a flood, families often say, "I don't feel safe in my own home anymore." And that loss of emotional security is real and long-lasting. Number 2, the financial impact, the human cost of flooding, the financial impact, what insurances doesn't tell you. Now, I invite you to listen to what I'm going to say now. Most people underestimate the cost. Furniture, appliances, cars, medical equipment, electrical rewiring, wall reconstruction, mold treatment, temporary housing, time off work. And here is a painful truth. Many insurance policies do not cover flood damage. You know me already from the first part in the last episode. I was shouting out loud. I was telling you about the not, because I wanted that you really understand it. Many insurance policies do not cover flood damage. And even when they do, the payout is slow and insufficient. Flood damage is not just expensive, it is financially devastating. So that's why I don't understand why the people always tell me, oh, my insurance will cover it. I think they never thought about what really will happen when their home is completely flooded and they have to leave it for at least 6 months, stay in a hotel, and the insurance is not paying anything. And they have to fight for the money, and it takes perhaps 2 years until they get money. They all have to pre-finance, and not to talk about the time you need to bring the things back. So that was a financial impact, what insurances doesn't tell you. And number three is the business impact. Shutting down means losing more than money. Shutting down means losing more than money. When a business floods, it loses operation, inventory, machinery, deliveries, contracts, customers, reputation. A factory that shuts down for 1 week can lose millions in production, months of customer trust, and years of relationship. All business owners often tell me, we didn't lose the machines, we lost the customers. Yeah, so that is a similar impact compared to this one, what I explained before for the private homeowners. Number four of part two, the human cost of flooding, is the health impact, contamination, mold, and trauma. Flood water is toxic. It contains bacteria, oil, chemicals, sewage, dead animals, sharp debris. People who walk in floodwater often develop skin infections, stomach problems, respiratory issues, long-term allergies. And months after the flood, mold becomes a silent enemy. But the deepest health impact is psychological. Anxiety during rain, fear of storms, sleep disruption, stress-related illnesses, PTSD, especially in children, and flooding can break the spirit, not just the house. That is in particular true. I made the personal experience with one of our customers that was an older lady, retired, let's say it this way, living with a husband. The children already left the house, and their home was flooded. In the meantime, they are protected, flood protected. But their home was flooded, and because of a storm and heavy rain, and whenever it rains and there's a storm with thunder and lightning, the woman started to cry, and she couldn't stay in the house anymore, but where to go? For years. Yeah, that brings me to number five. Of the human cost of flooding, the community impact, schools, hospitals, and public spaces. So when schools flood, children lose education days. Parents cannot work. Teachers struggle to rebuild. Supplies are destroyed. When hospitals flood, emergency rooms close, patients are evacuated, power is unstable, critical equipment fails. And when public transport floods, businesses stop. Workers cannot reach jobs, supply chain collapse, and at the end, there is less tax that the companies are able to pay. That is sometimes what is also forgotten when governments hesitate to educate, to teach, and to support their businesses, their companies. Flooding is never a local event. It is a community crisis. Here comes the last point of the human cost of flooding, the hidden cost, time. People often say, we cleaned up in 2 weeks. I say, no, cleaning takes 2 months or 2 weeks, and perhaps recovery takes months. Financial recovery takes years. Emotionally, recovery sometimes never fully happens. And to be honest, the cleaning never only takes 2 weeks if you are really flooded. Companies very often, I know that from hotels, they were closed 6 and 8 months. A factory were closed for 8 months. Another factory could not manufacture because the machines were only delivered after 14 months. Private homes the people were not able to sleep inside because of the mold and all the additional damages caused to the electric system, and so on and so forth. So cleaning in 2 months, that is a rough cleaning. That means you bring out the mud. But the situation like before is never established again within this short time. So cleaning takes 2 weeks, perhaps. Recovery takes months. Financial recovery takes years. Emotionally, recovery sometimes never fully happens. And after all these bad news, these 6 points of human costs of flooding, I want to share my golden nugget now with you. Flood protection is not only about protecting buildings. It is about protecting memories, families, livelihoods, stability, dignity, and the future. A successful flood protection system does not just save money. It saves people from trauma. That is the real purpose of what we do, what I do. In this episode, or if this episode made you think of your own home, your own business, or your own government or municipal installation or critical infrastructure, or your own family, then now is the time to act. Prevention is always cheaper, emotionally and financially, than repairing the damage. Prevention is always cheaper, emotionally and financially, than repairing the damage. The next storm will come. The only question is whether your building will break or whether it will stand. So if you want to understand the real impact of flooding and how to avoid becoming the next story, that you become the next story, connect with me on LinkedIn, just to avoid that you become part of the next story. I'm Andreas Klippe, German engineer, entrepreneur, and book author. I share real experiences from the Philippines, Southeast Asia, the Middle East, Europe, and beyond. Send me a message with Masterclass, and I send you the checklist and the key lessons from this trilogy. And this was part two of your Flood Safety Masterclass trilogy. In the next episode, part three, we expose the dangerous misconceptions that cause people to lose everything. The 10 wrong beliefs about flood protection and how they put you in danger. So do not miss it. Stay safe and flood free.
I wish and hope for you that you make the right decisions when it comes to your personal flood protection. And if you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to this podcast channel if you haven't already. Now it only remains for me to wish you a good day. Do something with it. Maybe until the next podcast episode. I would be very happy. See you then. As always, stay safe and flood free. Your Andreas Klippe and the whole Flood Experts team.
That's it again with the new episode of Flood Protection Secrets, the podcast by Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippe, German engineer, book author, and head of the Flood Experts. What can Dr. Flood, Andreas Andreas Klippe protect for you. Anytime, worldwide, contact us or just click through to www.thefloodexperts.de/bonus. Detailed engineering, German quality, safe. Flood protection secrets, the secrets you'll want to unfold.
Don't forget, you're only one flood barrier away.
Subscribe to The Season, and you'll never be late for an episode.